Is there drama in Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship? She hasn't been to the last two Chiefs games. Do you think that Taylor Swift should be at Travis Kelce's games? As long as she's not touring and working, like, she should be there to support him. 314-531-9898. Think about this from your own relationship, your own marriage. Mm-hmm. Would you feel like, hey, if I have something important, I want my significant other to be there to support me? 314-531-9898. A lot of people are thinking maybe there's rockiness happening with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift because she hasn't been there and she was at so many games last year. She would like be flying back and forth across the country during the Eras Tour and even try to make the Super Bowl. Last two games, she's not on tour. People and sources are saying she's working on new music and that's why she's not there. He also had a really slow start to the year, probably some of the worst numbers he's ever put up. And so people thought maybe she's been a distraction. So all of a sudden she stopped showing up to games and
sus.
So do you think this shows that maybe there's an issue with the relationship? Now, Travis' opinion on this has, even before he dated Taylor, he's always thought this.
If you're dating a professional athlete.
Sorry, I gotta turn it on. Here we go.
If you're dating a professional athlete, I do not believe, at least for me, that you have to go to all the games. I mean, there's 8 home games, 8 away games, plus playoffs. I don't even expect my parents and my friends to make every single game.
He always felt like he didn't need her to be there. Mm. Do you think that she needs to be there, Hannah?
I do think that she needs to be there. I think one of the biggest parts of a foundation of a relationship is support. I think it intertwines with love. I've always expected anyone I've ever dated to be there at my events and support me. And yeah, there is only 8 home games and 8 away games, but that's 16 times during the year where you need to show up for your partner.
Yeah, he made it seem like it's a lot. You're saying like it's 16 times, like it's not that much.
And
it's
should like, be, yeah, you should like, want to. It yeah. should
that
be like,
is
oh.
a lot.
You think it's a lot?
If I was dating a professional athlete, I would not be at every game. Like, I can confidently say that. Maybe, you know, it's only 16 times a year, whatever. They're like probably 5 hours out of her day. It's a lot to go to.
It's just a Sunday afternoon. So
but
this
you
is
want
my
to,
thought.
You should want to support
well,
your
I'm
partner.
Sure she does. But think of it like this. You think Travis should go to every concert she puts on?
He does seem like he's at a lot of them. he's like always dancing there.
Yeah.
I do. So I'm a little torn too. So my answer is no. Like I'm one of those people that I don't need to talk to my friends. I could go like a year and a half without talking to some of my closest friends. Like, we're good. I know where we stand. I don't need a lot of like, as long as I know where our relationship is, I'm good. I don't need my wife at all the events that we go to. I don't need all that. It's nice to have them at some things. Nice if you're busy and we got stuff going on. And maybe it's because I'm in the thick of it. I don't need any of that stuff. For Travis and Taylor though, who are don't have kids, who are not in the thick of it.
They're so new.
And they were showing up to everything. It does make me feel like there might be issues in their relationship. And one of the issues might be like, he started to play that and the noise started to be there. And it seems like the media and people are starting to get to them. Like, maybe I shouldn't come to all these games then. Like,
maybe.
When you start letting the media influence your decisions, and it does feel like media influence, not like, like I've been to a lot of games now and I just wanted to hang out with people or I got something else going on. It feels like they're letting people influence them.
I think
them.
For her, though, it's like all eyes are on her when she's at these games. So that is so draining. It's not like she can go and just watch a game like anybody else. Everybody is watching her and she has to be putting on a show the whole game, too.
But they signed up for that. When they dated each other, when they're big personalities like that, that's what I'm saying.
If I was
they
Travis,
signed up for it.
I would feel horrible asking her to come to every game. I would be like, honey, take a nap. Like, you do not need to come today.
I don't know. I still disagree. I think that if I was dating Travis Kelce, I would want to show up for every game to support my
even
person.
Even when he's playing bad, like that's when he's like, I got
that's
you,
when
but
you
no
need,
matter what, I'm
yeah,
here.
That's when you need your partner, and I would expect Travis to make all of the games that he could. And once again, like Brett said at the beginning of the break, if there is a conflict, obviously that's okay, but if they're not doing anything, why wouldn't you show up for your partner?
314-531-9898. Do you think Taylor Swift should be at all the Chiefs games? Do you, means there's a problem in the relationship. Would you be at everything for your significant other if you're available? Or you're like, nah, I'm just going to do my own thing right now. Are Travis and Taylor Swift okay? Is the relationship okay? We're checking in on them. If you're in a relationship, do you expect your significant other to be at like your big moments, your big things, and support you at like work type functions? Because that's what Travis Kelce does. Like, his games are his work, and Taylor Swift was going to anything and every game that she could go to as long as there wasn't a conflict with the tour. And now all of a sudden, the last two games, Travis has been playing bad. She stopped showing up. 314-531-9898. Now, in Travis's defense and Taylor's defense, Travis has always felt like,
if you're dating a professional athlete, I do not believe, at least for me, that you have to go to all the games. I mean, there's 8 home games, 8 away games, plus playoffs. I don't even expect my parents and my friends to make every single game.
Now, AB, you pointed out that like she's just under the microscope the entire time.
Yeah, it's
those
more
games
than just going to a game. It's having to put, she has to put on her show herself every time she goes.
But when you signed up for the public spotlight like these two, knowing how big your relationship is, that's part of it. And that means to me that the media is starting to get to their relationship.
Well, you say the media is starting to get to them. Maybe she is going to these games and we don't know about it.
Oh, like, you think it's like a secret?
Yes.
Like she's under, no you way.
Tunnel her in, tunnel her out.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. I mean,
there's no way they could pull that off. That's what you think?
I mean, I think it's totally very plausible.
Oh, she so like goes in boxes and stuff.
Well, you throw the story out there that, you know, she hasn't been going to the games and blah, blah, blah. And now it even deflects us even more to think, oh, don't look for Taylor.
Wow.
Taylor's there.
We got a text that kind of relates to that. It says, for Taylor, I think it's a safety issue after the events in Vienna over the summer. Her security works very closely with the Chiefs security, and she doesn't get that on the road to other stadiums.
Oh,
so
wow.
So maybe that's a reason she hasn't been showing up recently.
Julie, you're a big Swiftie. What do you think of this? Do you think this is true? Is this what's going on? Is there some kind of sneaking in? Is there a security issue? Why is she not showing up to the games?
So I think she's actually busy planning for this last little leg of her tour. I mean, she's going to 3 U.S. cities and 2 cities in Canada. And the rumor is that people think she's going to change a bunch of it around. Mm. And so I think she's probably practicing, depending where she's doing that practice. She probably can't make it to all the games.
Hasn't she always been busy, though? Like, Taylor Swift is always working on the next thing, doing things in secret. So I wonder what the difference is now compared to when she was doing the Eras tour and all that.
Travis probably doesn't want to put more on her plate.
Yeah. The sources did say she's working on music.
Yes, because he's great.
Yeah. Sources say she's working on music, too. I've heard that like she could be working on music and then we could get something eventually. So it's interesting that like all of a sudden her schedule has changed to what Hannah pointed out. Natalie, would you be at all your significant other stuff? Do you think Taylor should be at all of Travis's stuff?
No, I don't. My husband coaches soccer. And we have 2 young kids like you, Brett.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not at all the games, nor does he expect me to be. But even when he coached soccer without kids, I was never at all the games. Because, like, I work full-time. I've got my own life. I know that Taylor has her own life. I also think, like, my aunt and uncle are super hard, diehard Chief fans. And they're like, we're so tired of her. Granted, I'm not tired of Taylor and Travis. Bring it on.
You know, I think it's so interesting. For me, I'm the opposite of Hannah, though, when it comes to support. Like, I don't need it physically. Like, I just know that my people support me. And so I don't need you to be there all the time. I need you to be there when I need you, right? Like, I need those people. Like, there are people in my life where, like, they don't have to show up all the time. But when I pick up the phone, I know they're going to be there. We might not talk. Mm-hmm. They're like those friends that, like, I might not catch up with them for, like, a year. Or even, like, a year because I'm in the thick of it right now. But I know if I called them, they would drop everything in a hat for me. And I'm cool with that. And so I feel like those couples that are constantly posting on social media, like, are you guys really supporting each other?
Yeah.
Are you really supporting each other at every game? It might be a testament of their strength of the relationship. Like, we used to in the honeymoon stage had to be at every game. Now it's like, it's cool, babe. Like, I'll see you later.
I think it could be a difference of like love language, though.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Because showing up for someone could be someone's love language like mine, and then yours is probably just, you know, words of affirmation to know that they're supporting you by their words.
Yeah. And are we missing the bigger story? I mean, come on. Where is his brother, Jason Kelce?
Yeah.
He's retired.
Yeah,
he's got all the time in the world
he
now.
He should be out there chugging beers and taking his shirt off.
Yeah, buddy, we expect more from you.
Thank you guys so much for the call. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The courts have been slammed recently with all these different celebrity lawsuits and claims. I'll reveal which country legend just got one against them in 3 minutes.